in his physical prime, and he'll be able to impose his will upon Johan Gazali. We are underway here. And right away, you see that Gazali coming forward and looking to put Cruz on his back foot, guys.
Yeah, Gazali, though, he's quite composed coming forward this time, not nearly as aggressive out of the gate as you may have thought he might have been.
Nice body shot there by Gazali.
I'm sure he watched Cruz's previous fight, studied his tape, going downstairs already early in the round.
Good body kick there by Gazali, and Cruz goes down. And that was just a slip, not a knockdown. But Gazali already showcasing his offense.
Yeah, you could tell that Gazali here is a bit more relaxed in his striking than he has been in the past. I like this.
Big right hand, that wobbled Cruz.
Fight!
And Gazali pressing Cruz. Body kick there by the Mexican, another one. But here comes Gazali, looking to cut off the circle. And Gazali showcasing that power and explosiveness.
Yeah, Gazali's looking sharp on his defense, too. Slipped that spinning elbow, saw it coming way before Cruz threw it.
Coming up on the midway point of the first, as Gazali is in seek and destroy mode right now.
I like the composure that he had at the beginning of the round, seeing him throw that looping hook on the last combination is what he needs to avoid.
Cruz trying to settle in, but Gazali not really allowing him to gain any sustained offense. And a good body kick there, a good front kick there by Cruz, as Gazali's still in seek and destroy mode, under a minute remaining in the first. And he goes down to the ground, but comes right back up to his Cruz.
I'll tell you what, Cruz is standing his ground here really well. Nice little step in elbow right there.
Rich, I did like some of the body work there by Cruz moments ago.
Yeah, Cruz is doing a good job of moving the head, keeping that thing offline, not staying directly in front. He's also on the back foot and avoiding a lot of these big power shots. You can see how much momentum Gazali has when he starts swinging and he carries him forward.
Cruz is quite long, and you see right here, this is a perfect example of combination. Gazali's entering range and then standing there. He's calling for Cruz to hit him back, but it's like he's been hitting you. Get out of range or deliver some punches.
Is the youth and the excitement, and down goes Cruz. Oh boy, that's a knockdown.
Oh, right at the bell right there. Can't be saved by the bell. Cruz has got to get up.
And it's over. Johan Gazali has stopped. Jose Cruz literally, as the bell was getting ready to sound. What a finish from the Malaysian American, Johan Jojo Gazali.
You know, that punch hurt Cruz, but I think Cruz actually hurt his head when he hit the mat because he was unconscious and couldn't catch himself. I'd like to see this replay.
That is a way to finish in front of your mother's local faithful here. My goodness, Mitch.
Yeah, that was a beautiful shot. He stayed aggressive. He kept coming forward, found the shot right at the end of the bell. But I do think we need to take a look at that replay and exactly where that final shot landed. Take a look at this. Look at this. Off balances. Cruz sends him crashing to the mat. Jojo was very aggressive. Look at this. Comes forward. Bingo, right up top. Catches him clean. Look at that, right behind the ear. Disrupts the equilibrium. Really winds up. Boom. Right there on the side of the neck. And Cruz just collapses to the